Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Guys, I feel like I've been going through it, by the way. It's the Brett Mega Show. Hannah's off today, and I feel like when my basement flooded and then my car got broken into, I've been telling you guys all this crazy stuff that's happened to me, but honestly, it was the icing on top of the bad things to happen to me cake. I didn't drive with AB today, who was my carpool
person. Thank God.
Yeah, and I went to go to Starbucks, because on Friday, when I've had a long week, I like to get myself a little Starbucks treat. The Starbucks that I go to was closed because their hot water heater broke.
Oh my god!
I was like, even the people I'm touching, like the crap's falling on them. Like their Starbucks probably hot water.
Wow!
I pulled up and I was like, what's going on with this cone? And so then I went around to the side and it says we're closed. Our hot water heater broke. And I whispered, I'm sorry. I probably did that to you.
Wow!
But I was like, man, can't even get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to get this week over with, sir.
Yes.
I got a big old truck though. And I'm not a truck guy. Like, I am like a, you know, like van more guy with my kids or something. And so I sent a picture to the show yesterday that I'm like driving a big old truck now, big old F-1500, because that's all they had at the car rental place, because I'm going through insurance and with my car being
broken
into.
Where were you when I needed a truck
exactly.
last week when I was moving?
Right, I thought about that.
Sorry I didn't get broken. My car getting broken
yeah,
too fast.
Yeah, couldn't have happened in weeks
I should have talked to that guy who broke my car. Like, can you have, like, really destroy
my car? He didn't
do
anything,
you need to space out your bad luck. Don't just have it in 1 week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so now I'm driving a big old truck. It is, like, super high up, and I do feel kind of cool. And I was really excited to go to Starbucks today and actually be like, yeah, I'm a truck guy. I'll take a coffee black and then put cream when I got in here. I wanted to be like, yeah, I'll just take my coffee black. I'm a real tough guy. I'm a truck guy now. How was your day yesterday, AB?
I rewatched the Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie for the second time this week.
Oh, Why is it that good?
It's not
I
that good.
I love it.
Oh, wow.
So but, it's cute. I actually didn't hate that movie.
Yes.
But it's like, it's a twist on the classic, like, oh, Christmas, like, with your ex or Christmas switch scenario.
I thought it was great, and I watched it with my best friend a couple days ago, and then I told my mom and my sister about it, and they were like, and I was with them last night, and they were like, well, we want to watch it. And I was like, I'll watch it again. So I watched it again.
Oh, wow.
It does. There's like a couple of moments where it gets a little Christmassy, cheesy, but I actually, overall, for like Hallmark cheesy movies, I liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. You're watching that, and I got a chance to finally watch that Superman documentary on Christopher Reeve, who, you know, was my
Superman. It's really powerful.
Oh, wow. It's amazing. And it's just hard to believe that he has been gone. He died 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, but wow, what a cool, it's a really well done thing. And it's really neat because it's done by, HBO Max, Warner Brothers, and they own DC Comics. So it's kind of like a tribute to him as Superman. But if you get a chance, that's really, really good.
That's awesome. Let's get the show started.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
If you get pulled over in Connecticut this month, you might get a gift card instead of a ticket. There's cops in 6 Connecticut towns that are surprising people who get pulled over for minor infractions.
Oh.
No way. Why?
Break the law.
Just spreads some holiday cheer.
Yeah, wow. So like usually you have like this panic when you get pulled over. And so at first I thought, well, if someone just pulled me over and then gave me a gift card, would I be annoyed? Like, I got places
to
go. Don't pull me over. But I think it also like, Hannah keeps telling me my tail light keeps going out. So,
your plates are expired. Yeah.
Okay, well,
your lights are out.
We don't have to go into all the things crimes, Kitty.
And your car is broken into.
Yeah. But if someone would say, hey, like, did you know your taillight's out? Instead of giving you a ticket for a minor infraction, like your taillight being out, they give you like a let you know, mm-hmm. and then they give you a gift card, and then you go get your taillight fixed, and you get a gift card
yeah.
for it.
Yeah, and they said Santa might even show up, so.
Oh,
respect
wow.
that. If you just pull mm-hmm. up, and instead of an officer walking up to the door, it's like, please roll your window down, you're like, Santa!
That would teach you a lesson. If you don't fix your taillight, you're going on the naughty list.
Exactly.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maggers Show. Hannah is off today. Yesterday on the show, we ran through Entertainment Weekly's top 10 Christmas movies of all time. Miracle on 34th Street was not even in the top 10. It was a damn shame.
Yeah, it shocks me. And there's two great versions yeah. of that film.
My favorite Christmas movie of all time. Kevin was very upset about
yeah.
this, guys. So I put up two classics, old school classics against each other in the poll today. Miracle on 34th Street or A Christmas Story?
Oh,
what see, would you vote for, Kevin?
See, A Christmas Story is my favorite.
Is it really?
Christmas
it finished
movie.
Number two on Entertainment
yeah.
Weekly.
I love that. You know, even the little sequel they did a couple years back where they're yeah. all even grown up is actually really, really good. But that original one, I just think of my dad. That's like his wheelhouse when
really?
He was
okay.
a kid at that time. So, yes, I love that. You know, you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah.
That whole thing is great. So that is, yes, that's my Christmas movie.
Don't hate me. I've never seen Miracle on 34th Street.
What is wrong with
you? I don't think
you?
I've heard of it until
what?
This week.
Oh, come on. It's the one with Santa and they have the letters that prove he's
yeah,
there.
Right. The one with Santa.
Yeah, you know, it's the one with Santa.
It's Gimbals versus Macy.
So I've never
yeah,
seen that. And
Santa.
I've seen half of A Christmas Story because they made us watch it in school. And I didn't like it.
I don't get the Christmas story. I think it's maybe, so I think all,
what?
I feel like almost all those old school classics, you feel that way sometimes because I made somebody watch Miracle on 34th Street. I think it's my brother-in-law. And he goes, Brett, what is wrong with this movie?
That's how I felt about Hocus Pocus.
And I was like, this is so good. And he's like, it's terrible. And I was like, no, it's so good. And that's how I feel about Christmas Story is I didn't really grow up with it. Miracle on 34th Street was my mom's favorite.
Oh,
and so like,
yeah.
then I think of my mom.
Yeah.
And the Christmas Story, I watched it later in my life, I think, because it wasn't like my family's favorite. And I was like, I think it's overrated. Why do people love it so much? So it's just about those like homeschool feeling like you're a kid again and your parents watching it. So it's whatever you watch in your house. But Miracle on 34th Street.
Which version, by the way? Because there are two.
I like both of them. The black and white version, I'm cool with. And then I always call her Matilda because that's how she's
yeah,
known as.
Yeah.
The Matilda version
right.
is legit, too.
Oh, I like
yeah.
her.
Yeah, so watch that then this weekend. You'll love
okay.
it. And then you'll text me and say you hated it like
yeah.
right. Hocus Pocus and shatter my whole childhood.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Michael, how you feeling today?
We'll see. We'll see. Hannah's been doing pretty good.
Well, Hannah's out today, so you get to play against AB. So that's probably better
okay.
odds, right?
We'll see.
I'm not falling into that trap of trash talking.
Yeah, I've been pretty confident, too. Yeah.
Oh, all right. So Hannah's out today, so AB is going to run the school. The school is left over to the, you know, the hooligans of AB and Michael over here,
mm-hmm.
all right? So five pop culture questions. AB, sadly, we have to kick you out of the studio.
It's okay. I got to go buy my Cheetos.
Oh, that's fair.
Right.
AB does eat Cheetos every single day. All right, Michael, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Five pop culture questions coming your way. We'll see how AB does fill it in for Hannah today. Robert Downey Jr. is rumored to be making $80 million for his next two Avenger movies. Which superhero does he play?
Iron Man.
All right, we will accept Iron Man, but he's actually going to be playing a different superhero.
Yeah, I think he's playing both. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, he's going to play both
yes.
Doctor Doom and
yes.
Iron Man in the
yeah,
same?
We'll see.
Well, I guess that's why they pay him so much.
Right.
For the first time ever, the Oscars will be streamed live. What streaming network will cover the Oscars?
Hulu.
All right. Who was named Time Person of the Year? If you don't know, you should just say me, Michael.
He
Come
had
on,
a
Brett.
Huge year.
Trump?
All right. Kevin, help him. I'm going to let AB know you helped him go 3-for-3.
I'll help AB as well.
What is the code word that Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon's characters use in Four Christmases if they want to leave the party?
Can I phone a friend? Can I?
No, you already used Kevin, Michael. the word is mistletoe.
Yep.
Okay? And speaking of mistletoe, what are you traditionally supposed to do under a mistletoe?
Somebody.
All right, so 4 out of 5.
Not bad.
Man, Michael, you brought it for AB. She's going to have to get at least 4 out of 5. All right, we'll see how she does.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, with Hannah out today for Hannah's homeschool, AB stepped out of the studio. Now she's walking back in. It was not Cheetos, guys. You might be surprised.
Yeah, sorry, I led you astray.
And what did you get?
I ended up getting a cosmic brownie.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, AB, Michael brought it. Michael, tell her how many you got right.
4 out of 5.
Tell her that Kevin helped you, and he still got 4 out of 5.
Oh, yeah.
This dude was rolling, and Kevin like played
with
him.
Oh, my gosh.
So Kevin promised to help you, so just feel free to lean on Kevin whenever you want. He promised.
Okay.
All right, first question is a superhero question, so you might want to lean on Kevin right away. Robert Downey Jr. is rumored to be making $80 million for the next 2 Avenger movies. Which superhero does he play?
Iron Man?
Yeah.
Nice. Really? Yes,
she doesn't even need
I've seen
Kevin.
Half of that movie.
Yeah. Iron Man and then Doctor Doom, which I'm sure you were locked in.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, okay. For the first time ever, the Oscars will be streamed live. What streaming network will stream the Oscars?
Ooh, I feel like it's not Netflix. I'm going to guess HBO Max because I feel like that's the bougie one.
All right, that's a good guess, but it's Hulu.
Oh,
Michael did get that correct. Hulu will stream them live, and then they're going to be on, I think it's ABC or whatever.
Right.
Mm. All right. Who was named Time Person of the Year?
Trump.
Trump was named Time Person of the Year. You need to get these next two right to tie still, so no pressure, AB. What is the code word that Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon's characters
use? Mistletoe.
Yes.
My family uses that all the time.
If you want to leave?
If we are somewhere, we will text in our family group chat mistletoe, and then we like rally up the troops.
So that's the last time we hung out. That's why you kept yelling, mistletoe! Mistletoe!
I just bring it around with me whenever I'm in breath.
I thought you saw a mistletoe somewhere. Wow.
It's good all year round.
Now we know why she keeps yelling for mistletoes every time we hang out. All right, speaking of mistletoes, what are you traditionally supposed to do under a mistletoe?
Kiss.
4 out of 5, AB. Congratulations.
Nice job.
On the win.
Thank you.
She got to fill in for Hannah and got the W. Sucks for you, Michael. A tie, though, is a worthy opponent. Michael, you got to say this is Michael and I got schooled by AB.
This is Michael and I got schooled by AB.
And she never even used Kevin's, like, you know, help.
I know.
Yeah. Lifeline.
Hannah's homeschool.
Keep it moving. Sorry, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. Hannah is out today, so AB is going to step in and tell me what to do and boss me around.
Yep.
I'll read some headlines, and AB will tell me either keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. How about the worst Christmas songs of all time?
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, top three. Here's number three, the Christmas Shoes song.
Sure, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama.
The mom's gonna die.
Yeah, have
so
you
he's
ever
buying
heard this
these
song?
Shoes.
No,
it's by a so group Christmas called New Song. Oh,
yeah, so Christmas Shoes is about him buying shoes for his dying mom, and he just wants to give every last cent to get her Christmas shoes.
Yeah, I'll pass on listening to this one.
Because it's so sad.
Yeah, there was a Lifetime movie with Rob Lowe played the dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's why that made the list. The other two, I think, because they're so bad, like just horribly bad, like. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah, you forget how bad this song is. Walking
home from my college Christmas radio station actually has the world record for playing this over and over and over again.
Look at that. Yeah. So they have the record for playing one of the worst songs.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And I kind of like this, and I know they play it on our sister station, KZK, all the time, but this is the worst Christmas song, the Chipmunk Christmas song.
Oh, that's baloney. I love this song.
I love this song.
I mean, it's pretty bad.
It's great.
Nine for toys and nine for cheer.
I mean, I kind of want
to. The other two are so much worse.
I kind of want to run over the chipmunks. Right. Okay, how about that? Since we listen to the worst songs of all time, the most pleasant sounds.
Okay.
So according to British research, here are the most pleasant sounds that you can hear. Applause, finish number one. Huh. I don't need people to clap for me. Do you feel better now?
Sometimes it makes me feel more awkward. So.
Yeah. I would agree. Second sound, though, is what I would have, a baby laughing. Like my son has one of those belly laughs. When a kid has those belly laughs, I can just listen to it on repeat. Number three was thunder, and number four was water, like waterfalls, like, or waves crashing.
Yeah, that's kind of relaxing. I agree with that.
Yeah. I just think applause, like, I don't know, I'm just not that.
Thunder is a...
I think like a good rainstorm and thunderstorm.
I have to fall asleep to my Alexa doing fake rain sounds every day. So,
really?
Yeah.
That's what you do?
I do.
So I do the white noise now. I never did white noise until I had kids, and like the white noise helped them, and now I'm like, yeah, give me that white noise.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day. Hannah's out, so AB and Kevin are the only two guesses. This is the tallest Christmas tree ever. How tall do you think it was?
I don't think it matters because it's one probably at Rockefeller Center, and they've cut that. They killed it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to say 135 feet.
135 feet.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I have no concept of measurements.
I have it in feet, and I have it in stories. I have it both ways.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got it both
ways. I was going to say 2,000 feet.
AB got it.
What?
I was gonna say it's easy. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was 20 stories high. It was the highest Christmas tree of all time. 20 stories high, which is 2,000 feet.
Holy,
that's crazy. Head.
Yeah, because it's 10 feet 4 square foot. I was like, oh, should I?
I can't believe I got that.
I was like,
that.
Kevin wasn't even close. I didn't
even
throw it up to him.
I didn't even get to, like, I got it, like, yeah, you half a story.
Yeah, like, yeah. It was it was 20 stories high. So think about that, like building wise. That's how tall the Christmas tree was, and they decorated the whole thing.
Was it fake or was it actually real tree?
I don't have that info.
That's terrifying. Yeah.
Mega Minds.
Well, now we're having some fun while we're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show with some NSYNC. Probably wasn't fun when AB's gift was ruined.
Yeah.
How was your surprise ruined? And then also tell everyone what this gift is, because it's the cutest gift ever that you did eventually receive. But the surprise of it all was totally ruined.
Yes. So I was hanging out with my best friend Elizabeth and my family, and we were just like chilling in the family room of my old house because I still have a bunch of stuff to pack up for my new apartment. And I all of a sudden get a text, and Elizabeth says, I need to get her books. And I was like, what the heck is she talking about? And so I look up from my phone and I look at her and my family and I go, so I hate to break it to you. I'm in the group chat you just texted in. I'm guessing I wasn't supposed to see that.
So they were talking about you.
Yes. So I knew they were talking about me because I'm like the only one in this like little crew that reads or like has a million books.
And if you remember, Elizabeth, AB's best friend, is who she made the video with that went viral.
Right.
That she was moving into the same apartment complex together. That these two were going to live down the basically hall from each other. And so they're like besties. And so Elizabeth is super tight with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And this move was a lot about Elizabeth and you's friendship.
Was.
So she's getting you a gift and let everyone know, surprise gift is coming
your
way.
So I was like, guys, I saw it. Like, it's out there. And they all looked like a deer in headlights and started panicking. And they were like, you didn't see anything. You didn't read anything. And I was like, okay, I didn't see anything. And then Elizabeth proceeds to go up into my old bedroom. 5 minutes later, comes out with a suitcase. I was like, wonder what's in there. Probably my books. And then she just like left the house. And I was like, okay, bye. That was weird. The next day after church, we all come to my apartment. And then Elizabeth rolls in this like gold cart with all of my books on it. And she had bought and built and then like decorated a book cart for me.
That's so cool.
So it's like instead of like a bar cart.
Yeah.
It's a book cart, which is so much more me.
Yeah. A bar cart is not AB. A book cart, because you're like, you read all the time. So it's just a huge, cool.
And it's like, it is just the cutest thing ever.
Renovated, changed, you know, flipped.
Yeah.
Bar cart made to a book cart.
Mm-hmm.
Adorable. Do you have pictures of it?
I'll have to post some pictures on our story.
Super, super cute. Great gift idea. And I love how the surprise was totally ruined, though.
Completely ruined.
I when and everyone can relate because you know that you have multiple. There's group chats and then there's group chats with any.
And the fact that she's in a group chat with my family minus me.
Right.
I was like, makes sense. Yeah. I guess.
There's group chats within group chats, and then there's a family group chat without you. Everyone's family has a brother and sister group chat, a mom and dad group chat, and so. Yeah, now you know about the group chat.
That now
it,
I know.
And what they, and why you're not in it is because they're usually talking about you.
Yeah.
That's why you're not in that group chat. Hannah is out today, so I will cover the Hollywood hashtag. And Shawn Mendes finally addressed being in a love triangle with Sabrina Carpenter and Camila Cabello. Wait to hear what he had to say about it after Chaperone Pink Pony Club.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby.
Out today, so I'm going to cover the Hollywood hashtag for you, and Shawn Mendes is finally addressing this love triangle that we all feel like we've known all the details about, at least from the girl's perspective, because Sabrina Carpenter's written songs about it, Camila Cabello has written songs about it. Shawn Mendes was in a relationship for a very long time with Camila Cabello, broke up, got together with Sabrina Carpenter, and then reportedly, according to Sabrina, especially in a lot of her songs, after she was hanging out with him and hooking up with him, he went to go spend time with his ex. Now, that's from Sabrina's perspective. That's all we've really known. Sean's never really addressed it. So was that actually true? Sean tells us when he's in an interview with John Mayer.
With someone 2 days before going to hang out with my ex, express, I'm going to go hang out with my ex because I have unresolved feelings. Maybe instead of 2 days, it could have been 2 weeks.
Talk to a therapist and you go, you ever seen your ex-girlfriend on a billboard before? And they go, no, I've never done that. I go, let me tell you, it's a weird 2 weeks.
So that all played out publicly and it's all true. Sabrina was not lying. It sounds like 2 days before he was seen with Camila Cabello, he was hooking up with Sabrina Carpenter. Wow. All true.
I have been a fan of Sean for years and years, and even I can't defend this. Sean is completely in the wrong.
Yes, I agree that he's completely in the wrong. You can't stop your feelings from happening. And so I do think he's learned his lesson in terms of like allowing time. So maybe in Sean's defense, this is how I'll defend it. He might be with the relationship with Sabrina Carpenter, hooks up with her and hooking up. I'm sure it's more plural. And then going, this doesn't feel right. This is wrong. I really do have feelings for my ex, and addressed it immediately instead of letting it go for 2 weeks or just like text messaging simmering back and forth. He's like, you know what? After what happened with us, I need to go figure out what's up with my ex.
I don't know. I've personally been a victim of like me being Sabrina and having somebody be with me who was not ready to be with me yet. And like, you have to figure out how to heal yourself before you break someone else.
That's fair.
And he did not take those steps, obviously.
One of the things that John Mayer talked about is like you're just seeing your ex on a billboard. You're seeing your ex tell these stories in songs.
That's just an excuse to me. But I think everybody feels like this has never happened to anybody else in the world. Like, nobody understands me. That's just same thing for them. I don't know.
How hard was it though for Sean to see it all play out? Because one of the biggest songs on the radio is Taste. We're about to play it in like 5 minutes. And that song's all about him and, you know, and his ex-relationship. And will he ever date a singer again? Sean addresses that.
I wouldn't stop myself from falling in love with another songwriter, if that's the question.
So certainly you wouldn't stop yourself from going out with someone well-known that would put you in the magazines again walking down the street with someone.
No, because it's a no-brainer to me that the suffering that is from hearing a song maybe talking about you in a way you don't want to be talked about is not even close to the beauty of falling in love with someone for the first time.
I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to risk it. And that's where I defend it. Like, sometimes you take a shot with Sabrina and you're like, this doesn't work. Then you go backtrack. Is that real love? And love is hard. And so everyone's just trying to figure it out. One of the things he said at the end of the interview, which I think is so true, is I realize you go through life realizing two things. You're always going to end up breaking somebody's heart, and you're always going to end up getting your heart broken. Everyone knows the feelings both ways, and that is probably true for everyone. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag without Hannah.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
This might be one of the most dangerous things we've ever done on the show. Actually, when we did this, when I got home from work, my wife said, you need to make people sign like agreements when working with you, Brett, because it was so freaking dangerous. We decided to decorate a Christmas tree inside of a moving U-Haul. Yeah. I'll say that again. We decided to decorate a Christmas tree inside of a moving U-Haul. If you remember, and if you've listened to the Brett Mega Show just for a little bit of time, last year for Thanksgiving, we decided to have Thanksgiving dinner inside of a U-Haul. And Hannah and I just tried to have a lovely dinner, and it was hilarious and crazy and wild.
I had internal conflicts after, like, health issues.
Because the table went, like, into Hannah's stomach.
Yeah.
So this year, we were like, how do we make this different? How do we elevate? How do we get even wilder? How do we get crazier? Because that's crazy enough. And I actually remember the meeting we were in. Kevin said this as a joke, and you have to be careful when you joke around stuff about me. Kevin goes, why don't we just decorate a Christmas tree inside the U-Haul?
Mm-hmm.
Joking. And I was like, genius idea, Kevin. Let's do it, brother.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad we decided to do it?
Oh. Yeah.
Guys, I want to tell you complete transparency. The video that you can see us decorating the Christmas tree inside the U-Haul has been posted on our Instagram. If you go to Brett Mega Show, if you want to see this on Instagram. But it was supposed to be Kevin and Alex decorating it and how many ornaments they could hang up while the tree was moving.
Right.
Versus myself and Hannah. Kevin lasted like less than 5 seconds.
Oh my God.
Before I almost killed him.
Yeah.
You were airlifted into the air and got slammed into the back of the U-Haul.
I knew it was going to be bad when we were testing the driving out of the U-Haul and Alex and I were outside the vehicle and AB and Hannah were in to try to, you know, make sure the camera worked and they had the right lighting. And Brett takes off like a rocket.
Before we had even told him, like, all right, we're ready, like, we're prepared, he just goes.
I mean, it was like he had a death wish for us. And I must say that AB and I are forever trauma bonded after that experience.
No, watching it, it was concerning, honestly, from the outsider's perspective.
Yeah.
Like we Kevin all should said, have thought, I mean, thought again.
Don't let Brett drive.
We broke our light.
Yeah, but we opened the door and you guys were laughing. And I was like, okay, so maybe it's not as bad as I think it is until AB, I got in.
It's AB's fault. AB was trying to set up the cameras and she goes, do you think this is going to be challenging enough for us to decorate it? And she goes, I'm not worried about anyone getting hurt. You got to gun it. And I was like, again,
I did
careful
not
what
tell you
say.
To gun it.
You were like, you got to drive fast or it's not going to be hard. Should we take the tree apart to make it more difficult? You can't challenge
me like
that.
I didn't say to gun it, but I wasn't concerned about anyone's safety because it was so fine last year. And I really didn't think decorating a tree back there would be that hard.
You know, the glass ornaments, the tree falling. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys.
Never could have been
it
dangerous.
It does say to make sure your, you know, whatever's in the bag is strapped down. And nothing.
Kevin almost died. Yeah, literally 5 seconds in.
We almost literally had to call this whole thing off.
Right. So then they said, Brett, you no longer can drive. You have to get in the back. And then after Alex was in the back and witnesses near Kevin's death, I go, Alex, will you stay in the back with me and decorate it? And he agreed to it.
I did.
Bravely.
Yes.
I did.
So if you want to hear what it sounds like when two men are trying to decorate a Christmas tree, wait one song. We're going to play the audio, and some of it's really inappropriate because things get crazy. It's one song away on Y98 St. Louis. We almost killed a Brett Mega Show family member, Kevin, like South Park. You killed Kevin.
Right.
We decided to elevate our annual Thanksgiving dinner in the back of a U-Haul to make it Christmas tree decorating. Because decorating a Christmas tree is hard enough as it is. You got to hang things, you got to get everything in order. So we took a U-Haul, we rented a U-Haul, put a Christmas tree in the back, and then we drove as fast as we could and tried to decorate the Christmas tree. Kevin lasted a total, Hannah had a stopwatch because they're supposed to last 90 seconds. And she pressed pause and says, Brett, stop the U-Haul like 6 seconds in. Just airlifted.
It was a little more concern. Yeah, it was a little bit more of a concern.
We have a goner back here.
Right.
Yeah, I don't. At first it was, Brett, stop. And then it was like, Kevin.
Kevin's dead.
Yeah. I know. It was, I literally thought we killed him. I was like, oh my God. I heard Hannah's fear that like she was looking at a dead body in the back. So it was insane. It was crazy. But then myself, I had jumped in the back. Kevin drove.
Yeah, so that way you knew you were going to be safe.
Yeah, I knew we were going to be safe. Kevin dropped in the driver's seat. And myself,
I'd be lying, though, if I still felt confident at that point. Like, at that point, I had seen Kevin go down pretty hard and like, I had no choice of tapping out. I was still in the long haul. I didn't have a choice. I was like, this could get intense.
Yes. And so
Brett's like, go a little faster. You know, right. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I was just so nervous. Alex is, by the way, Jewish and has never really decorated a Christmas tree. So it was basically his first experience decorating a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And Alex said, I'm cool, never going to decorate one again.
I feel
again.
Like it would have been hard enough for me to just, if it was on flat ground, but, you know, yeah. Put it in a moving truck and make it a little interesting.
If you've ever wondered what it sounded like or seen what it's like, you go to a video and see it on our Instagram. But this is what it sounded like when we were in the back of the U-Haul trying to decorate a Christmas tree.
That's good. That's good. Right there. This is cool.
Oh,
go,
shit. Oh, no. I got it. I got it.
I got it. It's in. It's in. Can you feel it in?
Put it in. Put it in the hole. Here, I'll hold it.
This tree is just bent. Let's bend it back. Oh,
oh,
shit. Oh, get it off of me. How does your tree look, Kev?
I need that back.
I'm going to stick to Hanukkah.
Okay, at one point, the Christmas tree was just laying on top of me,
right.
And I couldn't, like, shake it off. And Alex had to, like, basically get on top of me and thrust the tree off of me.
Had to hold it steady.
Which AB in the video had to censor it because it was...
It was graphic.
It was graphic.
We cannot unsee some of the events that took place in
the U-Haul.
Yeah,
you broke my tree.
Yeah, Kevin is not getting the tree back. But I think Hannah said it best. When we watched what was happening unfolding in the back, Hannah said this.
I was peeing everywhere.
So yeah, Kevin, you don't need the Christmas tree anymore, I hope.
No. I don't think anybody does.
I think
it's
U-Haul,
broken and violated.
I think U-Haul is going to need their safety deposit back. Right.
Guys, the real question is, you got to see the video of us trying to decorate a Christmas tree falling all over the U-Haul. Just go to our Instagram, The Brett Magus Show, on Instagram to see this unfold. It is absolutely hilarious and crazy. Is what are we going to do next year?
Oh.
No one sounds like they're really excited about it for next year, huh?
I would say we could light a menorah, but we all might catch
fire.
Oh my gosh.
Great idea!
Stop!
I told you guys, be
fire
careful.
Extinguisher with back there.
Reel it back in.
I said, be careful. Yeah, who can light a menorah? All the
we'll
candles
level
the
up.
Fastest.
I'll stick you guys back there and I'll drive.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Happy holidays. We need you to step in and referee an argument that we're having on the show. Is it my fault for not having Venmo? Or is it AB and Hannah's fault for being too tech savvy? 314-531-9898. Hannah's off today, but my real beef, because I think the person who has the most beef with me not having Venmo is AB anyways, right?
Yes, genuinely, this makes me madder than like anything in the entire world.
She is upset with me. She is mad at me for not having Venmo. If you just heard, and you can actually watch, the video is absolutely hilarious. We rented out, when I say we, I rented out a U-Haul, and we decorated a Christmas tree in the back of a U-Haul. You can see the video on our Instagram, The Brett Magus Show. But then I paid for the U-Haul, and AB's like, we should all chip in. And I don't have Venmo. And so
I'm not carrying cash to give to Brett.
Guys, AB and Hannah, who are younger, think the only way to repay somebody in the entire world is with Venmo.
Yes.
It's not the only way.
It has come
it's
up.
It's not the
yes.
only way.
Yes. When everybody else is using Venmo, you have to do it. Like, that's not even a question. There are so many times, whether we're going out to eat, whether it's someone's birthday, and we're like, hey, let's all split, you know, this gift card, these treats, anything. I'm like, cool, I'll buy it. Can you guys just Venmo me? Brett can't Venmo me, and when he buys things, I can't Venmo him, so we're just, like, out money.
Yeah, so what you need...
Both ways.
Brett, what you need is a daughter who has Venmo.
Yes,
you
exactly.
You can do Zelle, you can do Apple
PayPal.
Pay. You can
I'm
do Apple
like
Pay.
Sound like my father.
Your man, your father's a wise man.
I remember the first time, like, back in high school when I was like, I need to get Venmo, and my dad kept saying, well, no, you can just have PayPal, that's safer. And I was like... But I can't use PayPal when no one I know also has PayPal. Like, that's not how this works. If they have Venmo, I need Venmo.
You could do Apple Pay. Apple Pay directly. You could just text me money right now.
Okay, you want to text me money?
Yeah, here we go. 314-531-9898. Are you on Team Hannah and AB that it's super inconvenient if your friends don't have Venmo and they are at fault? Or... do you think that there are other ways to pay somebody, that old school cash?
Yeah, cash is king.
You ever been to a bank? When's the last time you've been to a bank?
Probably never.
What's wrong with you? That is my point. 314-531-9898. Whose team are you on with this one? We need you to referee. AB is mad at me. So yep. We need you to referee and step in the middle of this argument. AB doesn't like that I don't have Venmo. Mm-hmm. I want to make clear, I'm like locked out of Venmo. I used to have it back in the day, and it locked me out.
Yeah, excuses. I got locked out of Facebook. It's not that hard to get back.
When's the last time you were on Facebook? 314-531-9898. So do you think if your friend doesn't have Venmo, then you just, are they the inconvenience? Or is it, hey, there's a million other ways to split bills when you're out with friends. How do you split stuff with your friends? Karen, you used to be Team Venmo and you're not anymore, huh?
Right, because Venmo used to be great back in the day, but now if AB sends you $100, the receiver has to pay a percentage to get that money.
Oh. I know that. That's why I'm not interested in it. Thank you.
AB thinks she's paying $100, but Kevin's only getting $92.
Whoa, what's up with that, AB?
Okay, this is what I have to say. That started happening to me like a year or two ago, and I was like, what the heck is going on? There's a way to turn it off. I don't know how.
What? Oh, my God. Karen, see, this is what I'm dealing with.
But I did it.
Yeah,
but
I just switched to Zelle. It goes bank to bank.
Yeah, bank to bank. You can Zelle me.
Easier.
That's right.
I feel like
I am not getting Zelle.
Why?
Because everyone has Venmo.
No, so not Karen. Karen's using Zelle. Not Karen and not Brett.
Karen, yeah, I'm sorry. Right. You're going to be out of some
money. Sarah, are you team Venmo or are you team a million other ways to pay somebody?
Oh, no. I'm 100% team Venmo. If you don't have Venmo, you are the problem.
Yes.
I am telling you, first of all, the way that you turn that off is you just set it as friends and family. And that's like an easy setting that eliminates any fees. It takes 2 minutes to download. There's no way you can't get back in there if you're out of it.
Sarah, do you work for Venmo? Look at this. Team Venmo over here for sure.
No, I do not work for Venmo, but I have a couple friends out of like all my friends who don't have it. And it is always so difficult to deal with the people that don't have it. That you're the one who needs it. And I'm in my 40s. So there's no age excuse.
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much for the call.
You
whatever,
are the
Sarah.
Problem, bro.
I am not the... I like being different, you know?
I know you do.
Jen, how do you feel about Team Venmo versus Team a thousand other ways to pay? Like, originally, people use cash.
Right.
You know?
Team Venmo all the way.
Yes!
I just bought presents with my sister-in-law for my nieces. I asked her if Venmo was okay. She didn't respond. So I Venmo'd the cash over and she's like, I don't have it. I can't get that money back. I had to send her a check. She's younger than me. And I'm like, how do you not have the service or any service? Team Venmo all the way.
I'll take a check if you want. Right. You want to write a check out, AB?
Brett, the day I write you a check is going to be a bad day.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we are still commercial free all hour long, less than 10 minutes away from playing Y98's Pick Your Present and getting hooked up with some really cool presents thanks to the West County Center. Now let's see what's trending. I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock. Hannah's out today, so AB, you get to be the one who bosses me around and tells me, keep scrolling.
Get Venmo.
I'll read a headline, and then AB will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more over the next 2 minutes. Zillow offered us a sneak peek to look at Santa's place and how much it is at the North Pole.
Ooh, I'm curious.
It's worth $1.2 million.
Mm. That's it?
That's it. He's only got a two-bedroom, two-bath. He's a simple guy. It's 2,000 square feet, nice little cabin. It's got an all-weather garage. It's got a 25-acre property because he keeps reindeer in a stable on there. Second bedroom, he just renovated into a gift wrapping area. Does have an office where you can go through the letters and things like that. Two different fireplaces with like a up-to-date modern technology stocking holder.
Mm, okay. Good for him.
Yeah,
$1.2 million, and you can see it if you go to like Zillow and see like the pictures of that. Unclaimed mail is the new hot stocking stuffer this year.
I don't need to hear that. Yeah. I don't want that in my stocking.
Yeah, people love it because I feel like you would like it. So people just say, I'll take whatever unclaimed mail, and then they put in the stocking, and they open up the box, and it could be anything. They don't know what somebody ordered online. They said some people found, like, really, really cool things that no one purchased, and then some people found, like, someone got a knockoff Chanel bag.
Ooh.
Someone got, like, a human-sized browser suit. People just order random stuff and no one claims it, and they hand it out.
Is this unclaimed mail, or is this stuff people are stealing off of other people's porches?
Right?
Literally.
Yeah, probably. And they claim it unclaimed
probably
mail.
A little of both.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they say it's been really popular the last couple of years, but you can just pick out whatever size box you want. And there's a company that does it all the time, and they leave it in their break room. They said, whoever wants the unclaimed mail, and they buy it once a month, and people love it. Yeah. Nip fillers are a new thing.
Oh, keep it moving.
Okay.
I don't need that.
Friends get together to make a naked calendar, but for a good cause.
Okay, I want to hear it.
So this woman needed back surgery. It's going to cost like $32,000. Hate to break it to you, a girl who just had back issues.
I literally just had an x-ray of my back yesterday. Yep.
So she couldn't afford it. So her friend said, let's make a naked calendar together. And people were like, are you sure that anyone's going to want to buy it? They raised enough money selling their naked calendar, which they strategically covered themselves up online, and it paid for her back surgery.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
I guess I have to do that.
Making creative calendars is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We got that big Friday energy while we're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah's out today, so I'll cover the Hollywood hashtag for her. And we're getting more and more details about Selena Gomez's engagement, including what she ate afterwards, after Benny Blanco proposed. Like, what did they do for dinner? And it's iconic. Tell you what it is at 8:35.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
So yesterday, during the Hollywood hashtag, Hannah told you all about Selena Gomez being engaged to Benny Blanco. She's out today, so I'm going to tell you more details that we're learning, mainly just by the Instagram post. You know, every woman gets to post a picture of the ring, and there's a picture on Instagram of Selena Gomez sharing some engagement photos, like the moment she's super excited, a close-up of the ring, and then there's what appears to be a picnic, and people are zooming in on the picnic, like, how'd it look? It looks beautiful. A couple of things they notice. One, it looks like this picnic just seems to be on, like, a soundstage, so people can't figure out if it was, like, designed on a soundstage, it wasn't in, like, a place where you would actually have a picnic. It looks like to be a set up on a soundstage, and what they appear to be eating is Taco Bell.
I love that.
Oh wow. Yeah.
And if you're thinking that seems silly, Selena loves Taco Bell so much so that she loves Taco Bell that Benny learned to make it at home. In a recent interview, he said, quote, I learned to recreate Taco Bell's meat. I practiced it a lot. I figured out how to make it because it makes the perfect blend. It's actually delicious, and I can make it all from scratch because that's Selena Gomez's favorite meal.
Wow.
So he already had said that she loves Taco Bell so much so that he focused as a gift one time to be able to cook for at home, is wanted to recreate what he eats at Taco Bell, which doesn't sometimes feel like real food, but he recreated it. And so when he proposed to her, it appeared that he had Taco Bell just sitting there going, well, this is going to be your meal.
I think that's iconic.
It's
awesome.
That's awesome. Wow. I love it. Like, sometimes, like, going back to my, like, proposal, like, we went to our favorite restaurant afterwards, but you do, like, you're going to spend the rest of your life together. I love when these, like, proposals seem, like, a little bit more intimate or relaxed, where it's just, like, the two of you doing what you love to do, because that's what you're going to do the rest of your life. You're going to eat Taco Bell together, you're going to binge watch shows together, and you're going to go through life together. I love when couples do this. The only thing that didn't feel that way, because he did the whole picnic thing, is it looks like it's on a soundstage. So what's up with the soundstage? And I'm sure people will get more information, but it clearly looks like, if you look on the Instagram, you could see the Taco Bell, and then you could see that it's on a soundstage, which is interesting. We'll get more details about the two, but I love that.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Wow. You say.
What the beep did we say or do this week? It is Men a Week. So at the end of the week, every single week on the Brett Mega Show, we take a look back on things we have said, and then we beep out a certain part, and we see if you can guess what we said on the show. 314-531-9898, if you know what's behind this beep. We're all out together, and it was actually our boss who looks down and goes, I don't know, I think there might be a on your eggs, Brett. There's a what on my eggs? 314-531-9898. Do you know what I looked down and saw?
What you say?
What the beep? It's been a week. We take a look back on the week of the Brett Mega Show, and we say, what are the things that we said? We beep them out and see if you can guess what's behind the beep. We're all out together, and it was actually our boss who looks down and goes, I don't know. I think there might be a on your eggs, Brett. What was on my eggs? What inappropriate thing was on my eggs?
Lots of guesses on the text line. Aaron knows it from Oakville. So do other people. It was a hair.
We're all out together. And it was actually our boss who looks down and goes, I don't know. I think there might be a hair on your eggs, Brett. That's what my boss said. And you know what AB said back? Eat it. Eat the hair. Eat the eggs. Yeah, she's like, just eat it. It's just a little hair. That makes the eggs taste better.
Yeah.
What the beep?
Wow. You say.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
Let's have some fun on a Friday and have our fun fact Friday little fact showdown. How it works is Kevin, who's the fact champion, will give a fact. I'll give a fact as the contender. And they'll go around the room and judge which fact you find more interesting or more mind-blowing. Despite having multiple facts that people have repeated to their friends, Kevin is still the fact champion.
I know. I'm just hanging around.
You've been on a roll, actually, lately.
You know what it is? I'm kind of like pick your present. Still on the board, all right?
All right. That's how you do it?
And one of my favorite presents on that board was the three Lego sets. So I did some research about Lego.
All right.
And, you know, not only did I find out that Lego is 92 years old, but this fact, the Lego company's name is a simplified version of two Danish words, leg and goat, which means play well.
Really?
Oh. Mm.
That's a fact that you can use around the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a fact that you can use around the holiday season or any time in the year because travel is up. A lot of people flying out to see family. Alex, you know you love to fly out.
Sure.
You're always on the go. AB loves to catch flights. So you could tell people this on your next flight. Did you know that flights today take longer than they used to? Almost double the amount of time that they used to back in the day. You would think with modern technology, we'd be going faster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like a flight from, get this, from New York to Houston used to take about 2.5 hours. Now it takes about 4 hours. Want to know why?
Why?
Because they fly in slower. And it's to save on gas prices. That's why airlines started to slow down how you get to places and take longer to get there so they don't have to pay more on gas prices.
Wow.
And they can save money. Doesn't that piss you off a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, I got places to be. Can I get going to
they're
places?
They're going slower and we're paying more.
And we're paying more.
Crazy.
And they're saving on gas. I think that's a fact that everyone can compete on the next time they're on a flight.
I mean, I got to go with Brett. I travel all the time and that. As much as it pisses me off.
Yeah, it annoys you, but it's super interesting.
That is very interesting.
Well, I got to go with Kevin because Brett's fact just made me mad. Kevin's fact made me happy. And I've also dragged Lego so much on this show that I need to turn it around a little bit.
Yeah.
So let's play well together. My point goes to Kevin.
Maybe you should have played well with the Lego gifts that I got you for Christmas.
I gave it away. Can't play well.
Wow, thanks a lot. Wow. And Brian, that is the number one thing people say is the most insulting thing to do when you get a Christmas
gift.
Give
it away.
That's another fact, is to give it away. So I'm just dropped two facts, just so you guys know. I'm full of useless facts.
Wow. I did think Kev's was really good, and I thought it was going to be hard to beat, but surprisingly, Brett, I'm going with you. Nobody likes slower flights and taking more time, and I did not know that. And
mind blown,
now
right?
Now we're just stuck in rage.
It's insane, so I'm going Brett.
We're all pissed off, but now all of our minds have been blown.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
It's the Brett Mega Show. We do something every single week on Fridays at the end of the show. We just look back and think, what's the best thing someone said to you this week? We can all get exhausted or get caught up in the negativity. God knows I have had it rough for a couple of weeks now with my basement flooding. My car got broken into this week. Glass shattered all over. But then if you just focus on that, then you get caught up in the negativity. So you just focus on at least one positive thing. What's one thing someone said to you? And you share what's the best thing someone said to you. Do it with anyone else in your life at 314-531-9890. Just sharing the one positive thing guarantee could make you feel better. AB, I guess Hannah's out today, by the way. What's the best thing someone said to you this week?
So we just posted our Christmas U-Haul video on our Instagram, if you go look at that. And we filmed that Monday, and I edited it Monday, and it was done. And it was a lot of hard work. And Brett actually texted me and just said, I know you worked on that video all day. I appreciate you so much. And I think that was my best thing.
Know that you're like texting me like the same day you finished it. I was like, oh my God, you filmed a video, edited a video. And I think sometimes people don't realize all the work that goes into these like 60 second, hilarious, fun videos that we post for your enjoyment. And our pain of falling down and trying to decorate a Christmas tree while moving you all hopefully brings you laughter, because I think laughing can cure so much. But what it takes to make that, so much work behind the scenes, so much planning, and AB really drove that ship.
Amazing job.
Kevin drove the car at one point, because I drove the car and almost killed him.
Exactly. Aside from not dying on that video shoot, the best thing that someone said to me this week was my daughter, Kennedy, who texted me and said, "Dad, I got an A on my math final for her, you know, first class there at SAUE." So she got an A. Then she texted me again and said, "I got an A for my geology."
Damn, look at her go.
I got an A for my music.
No
then
way.
I got an A for, so it was like Kennedy got straight A's her first semester at SAUE.
Wow.
Which is amazing, because she was in panic mode early on when she first started this. She was really freaking out, worried about
it. I remember
everything.
You had talked on the show that she felt like maybe the classes were too hard or bit off more than she could chew her first semester at college. I think a lot of people feel that way, your first semester in college.
But to go through it and to persevere and to just get grades like that, that just is awesome. So way to go, Kennedy.
I remember the feeling that you'd have the day, like the moment finals ended, you just turn in your last final and you'd be like nervous that the grades were in, but just this relief that like would fall over you. And then to get the results and keep looking back and refreshing, it's like, A. Congratulations. A little love for the show. I did. My car got broken into this week. I was so stressed out and so panicked, and I felt like when it rains, it pours. But it's just like the little things that sometimes, like, AB picked me up, so I'll pick you up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And having friends be able to give you a ride. Like, sometimes like, there are things that you just, you might think, like, in the times of crisis, nothing good is said to you. But, like, you have a friend that can pick you up that moved, you know, I know AB, the reason she moved to that apartment building was to be closer to me, clearly, and to make sure
clearly.
That to say, like, hey, if Brett needs a ride, I need to be closer. So she picked that apartment complex just for me. So thank you for doing that.
You are welcome. I also want to say thank you to Kevin. He offered to come to my apartment and help me hang my curtains.
I appreciate that.
Because that has been a struggle.
If you, just little things, just show some gratitude, and I guarantee it'll make your weekend go way better. Happy Friday.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.